Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most estimates show that a woman's income is cut by 40% after divorce. Most studies also show that women are less likely to feel confident about investing than their male counterparts, and especially in the South, where they are traditionally not the primary breadwinner. Our next guest says that both of these problems and more leave women at a disadvantage in divorce. Stephanie Vokrell is a certified financial planner with Investra. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia to help with this topic. Stephanie, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be back.
Now, first of all, give us a little background on yourself and how you got into this mission of helping women in general be more prepared in case of divorce financially.
Sure. I actually went through my own divorce in 2004, and I'm a financial planner, so the math in divorce is not easy to understand. I call it divorce math, right? And people typically have a really hard time understanding that they have to split their marital assets. And so I just found that the more I researched the topic and worked with women who went through the same thing, they really had a very hard time with the financial piece of divorce. We also know that women are more likely to stay home with children and aging parents. And what this means for them is that they fall behind on saving for retirement. They lose out on career opportunities. And so in divorce, that really just sets them back even further.
All right. Well, share with us then some of the steps that you are recommending that women can use to prepare themselves for such a situation.
Absolutely. I will just focus on two points. Number one, I don't think women should ever give up their ability to earn an income, even if you pivot in your career to raise children. Women should never give up a critical licensure or designation while they're in this phase of life. You never know what the future holds. Consider doing the bare minimum to keep those licensures and designations while they're rearing children, like as needed work, PRN work, or working one or two days a week, possibly. Even working from home while the kids are in school is a viable option. This allows women to stay connected with changes in their field and to employers while continuing to grow professionally. Perhaps using the child-rearing years as a time to take an online course to get a degree or a skill or a trade is an option as well.
All right, Stephanie, what's next?
I think that women should have a plan for their future. Divorce may require you to go back into the workforce, and that's a very common scenario that I see. So, you know, understanding what you need to earn is critical for your future, something that a financial plan can show. That's just not the role of an attorney or a CPA in divorce. You need somebody post-divorce and somebody during divorce who can help you understand what your life post-divorce will look like is very critical to your success.
All right, and so we're sort of into post-divorce here where, you know, a settlement agreement starts to take place. Any final tips there?
Absolutely. Real estate and splitting equity of the marital home is a very hot topic right now because real estate values have gone through the roof. Anyone going through divorce just needs to make sure that the language in their marital settlement agreement, sometimes even before they separate from their spouse, will allow them, if they're on the mortgage of the marital home, to go out and purchase a new home. So that marital settlement agreement language just needs to give that spouse the ability to go and purchase a new home, because the lender will want to see very specific language in that agreement that allows you to do that. So paying attention to the language of the marital settlement agreement when it comes to splitting the equity in the marital home is very important.
Well, Stephanie, great information. Thank you so much for sharing today.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mike. Great to be here again.
Stephanie Vokrell is a certified financial planner with Investra in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can also find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.